Okay, we're starting on page 274. Simon Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Gimel. Page 274, Simon Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Gimel. Top line. Mutter Litain Kitoin Shel Mayim O Shel Shah Mashkim B'Kli Sheini Shiesh Boi Mayim Chami. You're allowed to put a container, like a flask of water or other liquids, into a Kli Sheini that has hot water. However, Kli Rishon Asur, you can't do that with a Kli Rishon. What would be a classic example? Someone wants to heat up a baby bottle. So they've got the cold milk, which anyway, less of a shaylik, it's bishlak a bishul, but you've got a cold liquid there and you want to warm it up. So you put it, you would run water from your urn into a bowl, whatever it is, and then you want to put the bottle into that water. That's what we're permitting over here. But if the container you're putting the bottle in or the flask in is a Kli Rishon, hot water in a Kli Rishon, then you can't put a bottle into that. Okay, Sifkon, it'll be bottle, but I'm just getting an example. Pevov, Kitoin Shal Mayim, a flask of water. After Mayim Belvad, Belay Kli, Gamkein Mutter, La Awe, Besech Kli Sheni, even though it's true that you could actually pour water without a Kli, actually into the Kli Sheni, not just take a bottle and put it into the water, but you can actually tip cold water into a hot Kli Sheni. The canal Sif, you'd basically already learned the previous Sif. Nokat Alide Kli, Mishim Sefer, but the reason I mentioned the Kli is for the last part of the Sif, Lashmin and the Kli Rishon, Afil Alidei Hafsokas Kli Asa. But just like you're not allowed to pour cold water into a Kli Rishon, you're also not even allowed to put water into a flask and put the flask into the Kli Rishon. Both of those are Asa. Okay. Sifkon Pezayin, Bekli Sheni. So you can again submerge whatever the flask of cold liquid in the Kli Sheni. In case you're wondering by now what a Kli Sheni is, it's a when you pour out from the Kli that was on the fire into a second Kli, that Kli is called a Kli Sheni. And it's mutter to put the flask in to the water in the Kli Sheni, even if the Kli Sheni water is hot. And here's the shayla of the ladle. What happens if you draw out water, show them to draw, literally, but you take water from the Kli Rishon by putting a, let's say, a ladle into the Kli Rishon taking it out, then some say because you inserted the ladle into the Kli Rishon, it takes on the same status as the Kli Rishon. In which case, if you then tip from that ladle into a bowl, the bowl will only be a Kli Sheni. Again, this is a discussion we had a few days ago about what's the status of a ladle. So he's saying, yesh omrim, that a ladle, since you're putting it into the Kli Rishon, it becomes like the Kli Rishon itself, and therefore ladling from a Kli Rishon into a second Kli, if not called a Kli Shlishi now, it's still called a Kli Sheni. Or befrat, im masha ha-Kli ha-Kam b'seichai ad she'mala v'sicha, v'adai mikra Kli Rishon. And certainly, if you leave the ladle inside the Kli Rishon long enough till it gets hot, but it takes on the same temperature basically as the Kli Rishon, then that ladle, even though you're going to be taking it out of the Kli Rishon, it's still considered to be a Kli Rishon, and therefore if that ladle of the Kli Rishon, if you tip the water from the ladle into a bowl, whatever, that bowl will be a Kli Sheni and not a Kli Shlishi. So he says again, yesh oimim, that a ladle is always going to be a din of a Kli Rishon itself, so you're putting it into the Kli Rishon, and certainly if you leave it in the Kli Rishon long enough till it gets hot, then it would withhold the status of, it would keep the status of the Kli Rishon, even though it's a separate Kli, it's a ladle. Nevertheless, it's got a glint Kli Rishon, and to tip it into a bowl would be, the bowl is now a Kli Sheni, not a Shlishi. Weiter. Okay, Yud Dalud in the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to take a container of water or other liquids and put it across from a fire, keneged, right, opposite, across from a fire, to take off the chill from the liquid. However, you have to distance the Kli of water, whatever the water, far enough away from the fire that even if you leave it there for a long time, it will never reach Yad Seledeth Boy. The Hainu, Mokem Shekreso Shotinek Nechvis Boy, what is Yad Seledeth Boy? It's a place, means a place where the heat is hot enough that it would scald the stomach of a baby. Now, don't try this at home. What's the temperature that scalds the stomach of a baby? But the place can be spoken about many times, have a range, so roughly between 40 and 45 degrees Celsius, which is 104 to 113, maybe, or something else, maybe, degrees Fahrenheit. That's the temperature where you have to be concerned it might be Yad Seledeth Boy. But don't try this at home about scalding baby stomachs. That's not a good idea. So if you put the liquid in a place where it could reach that temperature, you're not allowed to leave it there even for a short period of time. But you can't put it so close to the fire where it could reach Yad Seles, but if you left it there, even just to leave it there for a short, like a minute or two, to take off the chill from the water, let's say, would be asr. Since it could cook there, we're concerned, we mentioned this yesterday, we're concerned you might forget and leave the liquid there too long and end up doing an isidoraisa of cooking the water. This is a machlokes rishonim, but the way Shulchan Aruch Paskin is lechumra, there's an isidra bonon to leave a liquid in a hot place, even if you plan on taking it off after a minute, because you might forget. Same thing applies to fruits or other things that can be eaten raw. There's still an issa to heat them up to Yad Seles Bo. There's actually a machlokes about this. The Rambam holds it's not an issa, certainly not an issa deraisa, to cook something that can be eaten raw. But we then pass in that way, the Rambam is bringing la locha, that even an item that could be eaten raw has an issa deraisa to cook. Right? There's many things that can be eaten raw, but maybe you like to cook them. Like, say, apples or something is the example in the Rishonim. Apples can be eaten raw, but they can also be eaten cooked. So if you leave it in a place where it can reach Yad Seles Bo and cook, you are doing an issa, potentially an issa deraisa. Ein le'el siman reish nadalad se'if dalad. Okay, that was a long Shulchan Aruch. And says the Mishnah was not so long. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Peches. Be'inyan chena yochel. You can leave it in a place where it can't reach, again, you've got water or whatever, you can leave it in a place where it cannot reach Yad Seles Bo. Ha'ina she'afili im yamdu sham ha'mayim v'amashkim zman ha'muruba, loy yishamu kolkach. If you leave it there even for a long time, it will never reach Yad Seles Bo. That's the type of location we're talking about where you're allowed to leave this liquid. You want to take off the chill, you want to warm it up a little bit, keep it, make it lukewarm. You can do that, but make sure you're putting it in a place where it can never reach Yad Seles Bo in that location. Peites, dahainu mokoyim shekresoy. What do we mean by Yad Seles Bo? It's a place where if you where it's hot enough there to scald the stomach of a baby. You can't use your hand to measure the temperature. You might say, okay, I'll put my hand there, and Yad Soled is boy, if I mean Soled, Soled means to take away my hand because it's too hot. So Yad Soled is boy, maybe I could use my hand to try it out. That does not work, why not? Some hands draw, right, some people draw their hand away from a small amount of heat, and some people don't. The classic, you know, Yiddish grandmother, who couldn't take things out of the oven without oven broth, you know, asbestos hands, right? So you can't use your hand to measure Yad Seles Bo, which is an objective temperature that can cook things, because everyone's hands are different. Everyone's sensitivities are different, and therefore the only way to do it is to see if it scalds the stomach of a baby, which you're not allowed to try and do either. So we said, basically, Chazal, in their various ways, the poison will come up with various ways of working out the temperature. As I mentioned, between 14 and 42 degrees Celsius is the range of the poison, where it might be Yad Seles Bo. Sifkot and Sadik, Kevin to Yochel. Since it could reach Yad Seles Bo, v'chashinan doma mishtalei litloi. Maybe if you leave this item over there, even though you plan on taking it off after a minute when it took off the chill, but you might end up forgetting and getting busy with other things and end up leaving it too long and end up cooking over there, which means you just did, albeit b'shogeg, you just did, and lacha deraisa of bishul. So don't leave it in such a hot place. And the Ramah ended by saying, and the same thing applies to fruits or other items that can be eaten raw. Sadi Aleph, Behu Adin, Peiris, Bepeiris. Hainu Sha'asal Anicham, Bemokim Hachoim, Lafik, Sinasam, Pen Yishkach, Achi Yitzolo. The same thing applies. Don't leave it in a place which is hot enough that even though you're planning on just taking off the chill, it can cook there. You might end up leaving it there, forgetting about it, and end up roasting the fruit over there. Vashinechal and Kamoshin Chayim, Gamkenos, and even though these fruits could be eaten raw, let's say an apple you could eat raw, nevertheless, there's an issa to leave it in a place where it could roast, because roasting an item that could be eaten more is still an issa. But to shach bem shem bishel, shem mishtapchim, and I do that because let's say you take apples and you cook them, you make a nice apple compote, that is an improvement in the apple, and therefore it's an issa deraisa to cook an apple, even though it could be eaten raw. Aval litnam rochoik meish, but to put these items at a distance from the fire, even an item that cannot be eaten raw is mutter, because it can never reach Yad Seles Bo, you're not doing an act of cooking, even if you end up forgetting it there. And we can't mock him. Nevertheless, mutter, now these are cases where we're not worried, even though you're leaving it quite near the fire, but that you can take a couple of items that we've never heard of. Mutter litain aluntis, which is a towel, the chli oiferis, and some type of lead utensil. And you can leave that samach leish lechamamoy in a place near the fire to heat them up. For example, you've got a kli, you've got this lead kli, and inside it is an item that is not cooled down, and you wanna make it hotter. So you've got a liquid that didn't cool down completely. There's no shayla bishlach or bishul. That's the point. You're doing it in a way where either it's a solid item that was cooked before, or it's a liquid that hasn't cooled down. It was cooked and didn't cool down. There's no shayla bishul. It's just a shayla of putting it in a place where it looks like you're cooking. Well, here you don't have that problem. Even though you're leaving it in a place which is so close to the fire that it can actually start melting the kli or burning the towel. Since you're not happy that should happen to your item, then if you do end up forgetting it, it was an unintended act. And also, furthermore, you're not going to end up forgetting because you're going to be careful because you don't want to ruin your kli or don't want to burn your towel. So you'll be careful to take it off before it melts or before it burns. It's an unusual case again. It's a case where we're not really concerned when you leave it in a hot place if you plan on taking it after a minute, for the reasons we mentioned, is that you don't want this, ultimately, you don't want your kli to get melted or you don't want your towel to burn, and therefore you wouldn't leave it there too long. Okay, Tesvav is the other. This is the sister Sif of Sif Dalad. In Sif Dalad, we spoke about Bishalach HaBishul by a liquid, and here we're focusing more on Bishalach HaBishul by a solid. We spoke about it in both places, but it's like this goes together with Sif Dalad. You have to learn them both to really get the picture. So here's Sif Tesvav. Dava Shenif Bashel Kol Sochay, an item that is already fully cooked. Ru Yavishen is a dry, means a solid item. Piece of kugel, schnitzel, whatever. She'ain boy marak, does not have liquid, doesn't have soup, it's not a cholent or anything like that. A liquidy cholent. Mutul anichoi kenegeda madura, I feel a mockum she had seledis boy. You're allowed to put it across, opposite a fire, bonfire, even in a place where it's yad seledis boy. Why? Because there's no bishlach abishul, because it's a solid, it's been cooked before. And says the Ramah, but even though it's got cold already, it doesn't matter. To reheat it is okay. But if it's actually still hot, didn't cool down yet from its cooking, even if it does have a liquid, let's say you've got a cholent that you cooked already and it's now started to cool down but didn't really cool down properly, and it's still above Yad Seledis boy, or even lower than that if you're Ashkenazi, then you're allowed to put it back into a hot place to reheat it. Don't put it on the fire, on the stove, because that looks like cooking. You can put it in a place where it doesn't look like cooking, and as for the concern of reheating it, that's bechal, not a concern, because it's been cooked before, and it's still hot. So that's true now for a liquid as well. But yesh mekilim laima, however, there are those who are even more lenient, and they say, by a liquid, dekol she'enei noisnei al gabe ha'esh oyakira mamish. On to page Kuflam and Ches now, right? That any item where you're not putting it directly on the fire or on the stove, like some of just near it, nearby, but not on it. Afilu nitzdalin mutter, even if it's got cold, it's mutter. So you've got a cholent that cooled down completely, and you're not putting it on top of the fire. You could reheat the cholent, according to this opinion. This is the opinion of the Rishonim that holds there's no bishlach habishul even by a liquid. Do we pass in that way? No. Benagu, well, kind of. Benagu lahakel bazeh, the minig of Ashkenazim is to be lenient. Im loy nitzdan lagamri, kvashu pasavti le'el, simration of gimel, as already wrote earlier, if the liquid did not cool down completely, then Ashkenazim are mako to reheat it. Asfadim say if it dropped below your service boy, you're not allowed to reheat it. But Ashkenazim are mako, they're much more happy with the Rishonim who say there's no bishlach habishul at all, and the minhag is to be mako, as long as it did not cool down completely, you're allowed to reheat a liquid. As long as you don't put it on the fire or anything like that, you're allowed to reheat it near the fire or in some other way, that would be permitted. There's a shayla, what's called not cool down completely, and there's a bigger shayla, is what on earth is the Ramah saying? Like, what's this minhag? We don't know anything. Have you ever heard of a temperature in halacha called didn't cool down completely? We know yad seledis boy, we know bubbling, boiling hot, we know cold room temperature, but what's this thing in between called didn't cool down completely? All of the mefarshim ask this question on the Ramah. So the Chazon Ish has a nice understanding. It's a bit off the point, it was a footnote about it, that the Chazon Ish explains what's the pshat Ramah, didn't cool down completely, what is that? So he says, basically the concern is, if we let you take a cold liquid that was cooked before and reheat it, you might get mixed up and take an uncooked liquid and heat it, which would be an Issa D'oraisa. So it says, Chazon Ish, in order to make a hecker to show that something's been cooked before, you're only allowed to return it into a hot place if it's still got some heat to it from this original cooking. Because then you know it's not consistent, you know it's not raw, you know you can see it's different, you can feel it's different, and you won't get mixed up and end up putting an uncooked liquid in a place that's going to heat up. That's how he explains the minig of the Ashkenazim that I'm on mentioning. Okay, back to page 274. Gotta speed up now, of course. running out of time as usual. Sadi Beis. Can I finish that? Yeah. Sadi Beis in the on page 274. So it's quite on Sadi Beis. Darshan is special, an item that was cooked before and is solid, right? Atam, the kitchen chikran is special since it's cooked before. Shuv ein bazeh mishum chashash bishul. There's no concern of bishul once it's been cooked and even though it's cold. Umiyu ala eish mamish osam adrabonon b'nei shenir kumavasha. But you can't take a cooked item, solid item, a piece of kugel, and put it back straight back on the fire. Why? Because it looks like you're cooking. But here you're putting it across from a fire, across from a bonfire. That most times people don't cook that way. I feel like issa drabon leka, there's not even a drabonon. Again, there's no issa of cooking because it's cooked. There's no issa of looking like cooking because it doesn't look like cooking. You're doing it in a weird place. So that's okay as well. That's the whole thing we're going to, whatever, about weight putting on top of something else and this and that. You're doing it in a way where it does not look like cooking, and therefore, and in fact, it's not cooking because it's been cooked before. Again, because it's solid. I am actually kosavnu lekameib shem rosh yosevus yosamach madura gam kain also el sorach leachik sas. According to the rosh, you can't put it near the fire, even though it's next to it and not on it, over it. You might say, okay, going to come to the rosh, it's considered, it looks like cooking when it's near the fire. You have to move it away a bit from the fire to avoid the issue of it looking like cooking. Sifkon sadi gimel kol sochay v'yavish is fully cooked and cold and dry. The eloi have it kol sochay because it wouldn't be fully cooked. You have a piece of kugel where it's not fully cooked. I feel him higher double yavish even though it's solid. Ruay seich and it's hot. Yesh kol mishum mishul. And now siftali, as we learned earlier, you're not allowed to finish off the cooking process. You cook something 70% before Shabbos. You're not allowed to do the last 30% on Shabbos, and therefore it has to be fully cooked in order to be able to reheat it. But therefore you can't put it in a hot place if it's not fully cooked. And if it's a liquid, even if it's fully cooked liquid, according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, if a liquid cooled down completely, there'll be an issur to cook it, even though it was already fully cooked before Shabbos. Again, that's not the right Ashkenazi opinion, as we'll see, but as we have seen, but that's the Sadi Psak. Sadi Dalad, Keneged Hamadura, you can put it across from a fire. Nokat Neged Hamadura, like Etzel Hamadura. Why do you say Neged, opposite, rather than Etzel, which is next to? Lohayus Yisrach Lachiksas, Penamin Hamadura, to show you that you should keep it away from the fire a bit, so it doesn't look like cooking. Well, Lachain Lachashinan, Shiyovelach Toysa Esh, and really the concern is, a second, this is what the Rosh added, that if you put it too close to the fire, not that it looks more like cooking, but because it's so close to the fire, you might be tempted to stoke the coals to heat it up more, and therefore keep it away from the fire. If it's moved away from the fire, but we're not considering it to stoke the fire. Since Chazal required you to move it away from the fire a bit, you'll remember when you come over to the food and you see it's a distance from the fire, you'll remember that it's Shabbos and you won't end up stoking the coals. For Ifi Eza Achoinim Picasso, I've seen a number of Achoinim that write, the Mayu Shahaya Osi Madura Bifne Atzma. We're talking here where it's a separate bonfire, but if it's actually the pile of wood that's inside the oven, wood ovens, right? Also, lachnis sham kadeo, you can't put a pot into the oven. Even if you keep it away from the bonfire that's inside the oven, you put it inside the oven away from the bonfire, that won't help you. Kevin chu mokum shayat sedes, but since it's a hot place inside the oven. Well, like gaim mashim v'vayv simanration and gimel, and it's no worse than the case that we learnt about in Rishon and Gimel. You're not allowed to put a pot inside a stove that has not been had its coals dragged away. This is true, even if you don't put it near the coal, you put it away from the coals inside the stove, it's asa. Unless you're putting it on a raised area, not directly on the ground where the coals are, not on the bottom of the oven, you raised up somehow, then there's what to be mekel about. Canal, Simon, Rishon, Gimel, Sif, Gimel, as we learned earlier. Sadi hey, I feel it's standing kvar. So the Ramah said, even if the solid item has cooled down, you're allowed to reheat it, as long as you make it look like cooking. Lefarish divrei machaber by my business standing. The Ramah's trying to explain the Shulchan Aruch right now about cold solid. But achila hita ele b'yarish, that's why it's only mutter when it's a solid and not a liquid. Sadi vav. But if it's a liquid, explains the Ramah about the Shulchan Aruch. If it's a liquid, then if it's cooled down, you can't reheat it. Right? When we say hot, we mean above Yad Selesboi. A liquid is still above Yad Selesboi, you're allowed to reheat. But once it drops below there, you can't. Again, this is all the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Sadi Zayin, there are those who are lenient, who hold polygam achabeh. This disagrees with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Sfirulei, the Dafka Kishu Yavish, the Shulchan Aruch held only when it's solid and it cooled down, you can reheat it. Ava Badaba Lach, on the page, but a liquid in this stand that cooled down, To reheat a cold liquid has an Issa Bishel. Issa to reheat it. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. But this second opinion, which is what the Ramah's bringing now, which the Magen Mishnah holds, etc., that there's no Bishlach HaBishel even by a liquid. Sadig Ches al Gabi Aish. The Ramah said that, again, that there's those who are makers, so as long as you don't put it directly on the fire or on the stove, then you're allowed to reheat it. Even a liquid. The imnoifin al gabe mamish, because you put it literally on top of the fire, after ain by isa deraisa, even though there's no real isa deraisa because it's cooked already, I've got ponim, osim, and rabbonim, finish, and nirukum, and but it does have an isa because it looks like you're cooking. But gam da osilach tois, because chalim is also a concern, you might stoke the coals. And now the final sifkot and sadites, imloi. That the minig is by Ashkenazim, if it didn't cool down completely, you're allowed to reheat a liquid. As long as it's cooked. After the Das Machabe, even though according to the Shulchan Aruch, Kenjin Estan Ma'at Mechami Musoi, once it's cooled down a bit, Ve'e Yad Seledisboi, and it's dropped below Yad Seledisboi, Shuv Yesh Boi Yisam Mishul, Shulchan Aruch holds an Issah to reheat it at that point. Because you can else, if that, as we learned earlier, Haminig La'Kel Bazeh, but the Minig by the Ashkenazim is to be Mekel, the Soimchim Bazeh, Ayish Mekilim, that we rely on the lenient opinion that says there's no Bishlach HaBishul, called Manchel and Estan Lagami, as long as it doesn't cool down completely, you're allowed to reheat it, as we discussed. That's come.